السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من والاه. May Allah bless all of you. Accept our fast, our prayers, our acts of devotion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us and remove this affliction, this waba that has covered the whole world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. So, alhamdulillah, we listen tonight to the 25th juz of the Holy Quran. And we listen to the last 8 ayat from Surah Hamim al-Sajda, then Surah al-Shura, Surah al-Zukhruf, Surah al-Dukhan, and Surah al-Jasiyah from Surah number 41. Until 45. Surah Ash-Shura, the word Shura means consultation, counseling, and it starts with the ayah, Ha, Mim, Ayn, Sin, Qaf, Kadhalika yuhi ilayka wa ila alladhina min qablik Allahu al-Aziz al-Hakim. Thus reveals to you, O Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, to you and those who were before you, Allah, the Mighty, the Wise. So this book that has come to you, to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is in a similar way as the books were given to other prophets of Allah. Allah's messages came throughout history, through various prophets and messengers, and finally, it came to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Quran is a culmination of the revelations that came throughout history. And also the deen of Islam, the religion of Islam, is the culmination of all the messages of the prophets of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this deen is not a new deen. This religion is not a new religion. This religion is the religion of all the prophets of Allah. And Allah says in the Quran, in this same surah, surah number, in the ayah number 13, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى أَنْ أَقِيمُوا الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. So he has given you the religion, the same that he ordained for Noah. Nuh alayhi salam, long ago, after the flood, when the humanity was all destroyed and a new generation came, and Nuh alayhi salam was the messenger of Allah, the religion that was given to Nuh alayhi salam, and then after that, Allah says, وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى. And then we gave the message to Ibrahim, and we gave the message to Musa and Isa, Prophet Abraham, Prophet Moses, Prophet Jesus, all the same religion. شَرَعَ لَكُم مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا. It is the same religion that is given to you, that was given to Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa, alayhim salam. And the message is that hold on to this religion and do not get divided. So that was the message. And that the message came through Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. But unfortunately, humanity got divided. Humanity did not stay on the same path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَهُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. If Allah wanted, he would have made all of them one people. So they would have followed one religion, if Allah wanted to do that. But وَلَكِنْ يُدْخَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ. Allah gives entrance into His mercy whomsoever He wills. That means Allah does not impose one religion upon the people, but it is actually meant to be one religion, one message. And that's what we say in Islam, that we believe in all of them, لَا نُفَرَّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. We do not make any discrimination between all the prophets of Allah. We believe in all the prophets of Allah, because we recognize that all prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they brought the message of Tawheed, there is no God but Allah, the message of obedience, submission to Allah, Islam, that is the message throughout history. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also in this surah that believers, how they should conduct themselves individually as well as collectively. So you have the ayat from number 36 to ayah number 40. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَا أُوْتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. So think that you have in this world, this is the enjoyment of this life. But what is with Allah in the eternal life, it is much better and much lasting. That will be forever. And this is for those who believe and those who trust in their Lord. وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us certain qualities of the people. Those who believe and those who have their trust in Allah. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Those who put their trust in Allah, وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِسْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشِ. And those who avoid major sins and shameful deeds. And minor things, of course, human beings are human beings, sometimes they make mistakes. But the major things they avoid, absolutely, they don't keep away from that. And shameful deeds they avoid. وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُهُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. And if they are angry, they forgive those who make them angry. So they don't react harshly, severely, angrily towards others. And then Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. And those who respond to their Lord's call, perform the prayers, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَ بَيْنَهُمْ. So they are people of tawakkul. Tawakkul means trust in Allah. They avoid shameful deeds, sins, and they are forgiving, kind people, and they obey Allah, respond to the call of Allah, and perform the prayers, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَ بَيْنَهُمْ, and conduct their affairs through consultation. So individually they have certain qualities, and collectively they have certain qualities, and it is important that after the prayer, Allah mentions consultation. How important is that to have shura, consultation among each other. That is, in your groups, in your organizations, in your communities, you try to have consultation with each other. Because consultation brings happiness, goodness, and you learn from each other and avoid major mistakes. So that's what the benefit of consultation. أَمْرُهُمْ شُورَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And from that which we have given them, they spend for the cause of Allah, for good causes, helping the poor and the needy, and good causes, they do that. So these are the qualities. These are the qualities of the people who follow the most ancient religion, the religion that's coming out from the beginning of history until now, and that is the religion of Islam. They follow that. And these are their qualities. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the people who have these kind of qualities and follow the way of the prophets of Allah, all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and conduct their affairs through consultation, participation with each other in the community decisions. And then also, they are the people of charity and kindness. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among the people who are the people of consultation and the people of charity and people of obedience to Allah, and respect and honor all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And remember, your Islamic Society of Orange County at this time, because as was mentioned before, that the plan was that inshallah we'll have 2020 people will participate in that program, $100 coming out from 2,000 people, and then we'll raise the amount of money, but it is only a small number of people. So I hope there's still time that you will contribute inshallah generously. So participate in that. Take more than 10 people, 15 shares, more than that. And in this way, you raise the funds for the Islamic Society of Orange County, your organization that needs you. And inshallah, you'll be coming back to that very soon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.